tractor. Did you ever get the ride? Did you ever get the ride? Did you ever get the ride on the tractor? No, I never got the ride. Never got the ride. Never got the ride on the tractor. No, I never got the ride. Never got the ride. Never got the ride on the tractor.
Apparently Vinny sings that all the time. Never got the ride. Never got the ride. Never got the ride on the tractor. Dubby tractors, they drive you insane, don't they? And why are we talking about this today? A consultation has begun about raising the speed limit for tractors from 20 to 25 miles per hour. Big jump of 5 miles per hour there. Patrick McNichol is a sheep farmer. Hello, Patrick.
How you doing, Stephen?
Well, you're the type of man that drives me insane, especially when I'm going down to my house on Fantasy Island and there's a tractor in front of me and you get stuck behind one of these things. Robert, the taxi driver, is with us as well. Good morning to you, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen.
Two of you who drive me insane, both you, Robert, and you, Patrick. Patrick, what's going on here?
Is it me you're talking to now, Stephen?
Yes, Patrick.
Oh, well, we're just going about our bus, and we have targets to meet, Stephen, you see, and here, we're just like yourselves. I'm like, oh, we're very considerate people, because, you see, we allow you boys to drive through our business all 90% of the time, you know, because you're driving through our farmland. And, takers, we have to go about our work too, you know.
Get off the road.
What would they do? Buy helicopters?
You what?
How would they buy helicopters?
There should be a rule, and I'm not even joking here. There should be a rule that when one of you lot are on the road, on your tractor, if there's a car behind you, you should be required to pull in.
I agree with you, 100%. Correct.
Well, why don't you just do it?
Well, if they build the roads in such a way that we can pull on, where are we to go?
Trudging along on a road? Seriously? Robert, back me up here.
Stephen, do you not remember I had you down a couple of weeks ago down Grey Street? You were doing a bit of business down there, remember, and down the wee country road, and there was a tractor in front of us, and he was crawling down the road, and I says, look at this boy here, and you were sitting in the back, and you were saying to me, look at this meter, this meter's jumping away here.
Yes.
And you said to me, bump a horn. I said, Stephen, hold on a minute, the fuse is away, and the horn's not working. You says, flash the lights, flash the lights. And then you were trying to get out the door, but there's 70 locks in the doors. And you says, I'll pull it. You were like a bull trying to get out of this taxi. And then you looked at your watch, and he says, I'm in a hurry for the airport. You don't remember that?
I've no idea what this man has just said. Yes, Robert.
Stephen.
Yes.
That's one of our senior citizen celebrity farmers who, if you are travelling on the main road from Limavady to the city of Derry Airport, everybody knows to expect that gentleman on the road. He's been here for a long, long time, and he's going about his business, and he pulls in when there's a hard shoulder, and if there's no hard shoulder, where's the poor critter to go?
You should have been down to the fields. You should have pulled her right up head on the head that day. Was that you with the black sheep dog in the back of her?
Oh, that's our celebrity. That's not me now. No, that's our senior citizen celebrity sheep farmer.
Unbelievable the way he was down that road.
Now, Robert, you already know now, Robert. You're up and down this road quite often. There's plenty of hard shoulders and the farmers pull on. But if there's no hard shoulder, holy smokes, what are we to do?
I've never had a ride on a tractor.
Never got the ride.
Never got the ride on a tractor.
Did you ever get it in? Did you ever get it in?
It's getting worse, this song. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, Stephen, why don't you come with your ride in the tractor?
I'm sorry?
And you might appreciate all the views of the countryside and how the farmer pulls in and he'll pull out if the road's not suitable. He has to go about his business too. Like, he's not heading for an airport or aeroplanes, but he's tired of staying up too, you know.
There's a pig farmer calling us now. We'll not be letting him on.
Oh, they're the boys. They smell you out of it.
Patrick, could that old tractor not go a bit faster? Could you not go a bit faster down them roads?
Ah, but then, what about the speed limit?
Wouldn't worry about the speed limit. Just give it a settle down the road there. I mean, you know there's a big celebrity sitting behind you in a nice big black taxi. Just give it a settle down the road there. Give it a wee bit more settle, you know.
But see, Robert, were we not doing you a good turn? You were getting more money out of Stephen.
He's a hard man to get money out of now, you know. There was 80-odd men on the meter at that point in time because I picked him up at Hay Island the way down around your part of the country, you know.
Yes, right. Well, we're very considered, you know what I mean? Like, as I say, we'll pull on if we can, but we're not going to pull on if there's no place to pull on. We have to get on, too.
Like, but could you not park your tractor up and walk down, go into the field and feed your sheep? No.
I mean, what about who's going to carry the bag and the dog?
I'm saying the bag and the dog not walk.
Ah, but Jesus, if you have a bag in your back and the dog walking and some of you need to come along, maybe kill her dog, and that'll be another £1,000 lost.
Actually, you'd be all right if you thought your backer, a big man like you.
Here's Billy and Cumber. Good morning, Billy.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm listening to these two. How would you be?
No, well, I'm going to give you just as much. I mean, you can't drive a tank the size of yours and a tractor down those roads. You know that.
What are you talking about?
an Audi A8?
This is the wee windy road down to my house.
Yes, indeed. I watched you try to get past a car.
Yes.
Just about the golf club. And I was waiting for you to fall into the water.
This is true, actually. I am not a very good driver at the best of times. And there's a wee windy road down to my house. And if there's another car...
You need a smaller car. Something small.
I can't fit into it.
One of those wee eco cars will do you lovely.
I can't fit into any smaller car.
I can't.
That's why you always use the black taxis. There's plenty of room in the back end, Stephen.
I wanted to buy a wee Volkswagen Golf, and I went up and it looked lovely and all this, and I went to sit in it. I couldn't actually fit.
Why don't you do what the racing drivers do and get seats to fit you? And if you'd have to just get one seat in the car, that'll do.
Ernie in Belfast.
Smaller car is the answer.
Good morning, Ernie.
How you doing?
Terrible.
Good. Yeah, never mind the tractors. Get them bikes off for old CM racing bikes. They're a pain on the backside.
He's right there now. The bikes are worse than the tractors.
I would agree with you. The bikes are worse than tractors.
Yeah,
but making 11.
How much does a tractor cost?
And them boys are on the bike 2 or 3 deep having a yarn to themselves.
Exactly.
They're yuppies out for a run. They're hiring everybody up.
How much does a tractor cost, Patrick?
All depends. You can go from... 30,000, 40,000 up to 120,000 or 130,000.
Have you many sheep?
I've a lot of sheep, all right, Alan, but they're not a good business at the present time. We're picking up fear hammering.
How many sheep do you have?
God, I wouldn't know because I've sold ones and there's used ones. See, you never know how many sheep you would have, Stephen, because between one thing and another, and you wouldn't be in the habit of counting them too often. You know how many you have if somebody stole some of them, but you wouldn't know how many you have. You wouldn't just be running about counting them all the time, you know.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Robert.
All the best, Stephen.